But I hope that that was a helpful experience for you, to just go through a passage of scripture and to ask, you know, what things does God promise here? And in this particular chapter, there's loads of things. So let me read out a few things that people have texted in. Obviously, I don't know who lots of you are. God will be with us, verse 8 and others. Verse 11 to 12, future different from past, rejoice. Good use of the words there. One who sent loads, I am protecting, I will return, all ages will be together, I will save my people, I won't look back, I'll give an inheritance, there'll be joy and peace, I am with you. There's amazing promises to hear from God to his people. Sin shall not have dominion over you, people will be a blessing, God will return to Jerusalem, God will save his people. So many more flooding in. He'll return, streets will be filled with all ages, fasts and feasts will be joyful. All nations will love God, God will love all people. Thank you so much for all of that, all of your contributions. I had a quick go earlier, and I tried to kind of get things down onto one slide. You'll notice I've cheated on the five words for some of them. But remember, all that we've seen so far in Zechariah, God's people who've spent 70 years out in exile, away from God, away from his presence, away from the temple in Jerusalem, and now they're just starting to come back, and God makes these promises to them. This is what God's people's future will be like. God is coming back to be with his people. Remember that verse from chapter 1, return to me and I will return to you. You have the sense that there will be a great blessing and safety, all ages safely in the streets playing together. And that the land will be fruitful, that God's people will be saved. There'll be a blessing to others. They started off with all these fasts because of what happened to them in Jerusalem, the destruction of the temple. And God says, those fasts are going to turn into celebrations. All those times when you used to mourn are now going to be times where you celebrate because of what God's going to do. And you have those amazing bits at the end, that it's not just for the Jewish nation, but these promises will end up being a blessing for everyone, for all peoples. That kind of amazing verse at the end that, you know, in those days, people from all languages will take firm hold of one Jew by the hem of his robe and say, let us go with you, because we've heard that God is with you. That's quite a lot. As I was thinking about trying to kind of group these together, it brought me back to God's kind of big promise to Abraham back in Genesis 12 about people, God's people being together. That's what I've highlighted in yellow when he says, I'll make you a great nation and you'll be a blessing. He talks about land in that promise, which I've highlighted in green there. The land will be fruitful and blessing. The great blessing, not just for the people of Israel, but for the whole world. Those things that I've kind of highlighted blue. People, place, and blessing. Those are the promises that God makes throughout Scripture, and that he's reminding his people of again in this chapter of Zechariah. And I hope that for us, it'll be a great reminder too of all those, all these things. Wouldn't it be great for other people who aren't within our church family to come and say to us, tell me about God. I've heard that God is with you. Could we share that blessing to others? And just lastly, before I finish, there are loads and loads of promises that God makes in this chapter, but there are a few instructions or commands that he gives. And I'll leave you with these. You may have read, he says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. at the end of verse 13, don't be afraid at the end of verse 15. The people have been in a situation where they've been oppressed. More powerful nations are squashing them. But God says, don't be afraid, but keep building. He says a couple of times, verse 13, let your hands be strong. So they're still rebuilding the temple. And as we said a couple of weeks ago, we're building the church. Don't be afraid, but keep building. And lastly, love others. This comes from verses 16 and 17. Speak the truth to each other. Render true and sound judgment in your courts. Don't plot evil against each other. Don't swear falsely. I hope that throughout what we've seen in Zechariah, there is a challenge to live in a way that is right and proper for being God's followers, showing love to each other. I should stop there. But I hope that this has been a really encouraging few weeks of looking through Zechariah. God does make amazing promises. So keep building, don't be afraid, and love others.